Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. The Kingston School Board held a special meeting to decide on disciplinary action for two students charged after an AI-generated social media threat targeted Kingston High School in October. One student was allowed to return to classes while the other was expelled but may reapply for admission in the second semester. The board based its decision on input from Kingston's police chief, who noted that the information available was not sufficient to expel both students. Some community members voiced concerns about leniency, while others supported the board's approach, suggesting the incident was a thoughtless mistake. Increased police presence was maintained at the school following the incident, though authorities confirmed the video used in the threat was fake and the student depicted was not involved. An active shooter incident at Elmont ends with police pursuit and gunfire near Metamora. A deadly shooting in Elmont Township on Wednesday morning led to a police chase and a shootout north of Metamora, leaving one victim dead and the suspect hospitalized. Authorities say Elmont police were called to Trims Unlimited on M53 around 8:20 a.m. after reports of gunfire. A victim was rushed to the hospital but later died from injuries. Schools in the area briefly went into lockdown as a precaution during the search for the suspect. Michigan State Police identified the suspect as a 32-year-old man from Columbus in St. Clair County. He fled the scene in a vehicle, prompting a region-wide alert. Officers with the Imlay City Police attempted to pull him over on I-69, but he sped away, sparking a high-speed pursuit involving multiple agencies. The chase ended on East Sutton Road when the suspect crashed his vehicle and exchanged gunfire with sheriff's deputies. He was struck by police and taken to a hospital in stable condition. No officers were seriously hurt, although several squad cars were damaged and three officers were checked for minor injuries. Michigan State Police are leading the investigation into the deputy-involved shooting at the request of the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. The Elmont Police Department continues to investigate the original shooting at Trims Unlimited. Findings from both cases will be reviewed by the Lapeer County Prosecutor's Office. And a St. Clair County woman has pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide and the death of her 3-year-old son nearly 7 years after the crime. On November 5, 2025, Amanda May Mazin, 33, appeared in circuit court and admitted to participating in the abuse and concealment of injuries suffered by her son, Matthew Mazin, who died in February 2018 at their Port Huron Township home. Amanda acknowledged that both she and her then-boyfriend, Maurice Houle, were involved in the abuse and in hiding the boy's injuries from authorities and Child Protective Services over a 2-year period leading up to Matthew's death. Authorities report that Amanda and Maurice were arraigned on murder charges in April of 2025. Maurice remains in jail facing a first-degree homicide charge and awaiting trial. Amanda also admitted to helping devise a plan to mislead investigators about how Matthew died and agreed to give truthful testimony at Maurice's upcoming trial, which is expected to take place in early 2026. Following Wednesday's plea, Amanda's bond was revoked and she remains in custody pending sentencing. Second-degree homicide carries a potential life sentence. When we come back after this Morelli Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M 53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS Compact to heavy-duty LS Utility Tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and getting to our national news. Major cities across the U.S. are gearing up for Veterans Day events this weekend. Parades, ceremonies, and community service projects are planned from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles. Organizers emphasize honoring both active service members and veterans of all generations. Many events will highlight stories of sacrifice and service. Weather is expected to cooperate in most regions. The federal holiday falls next Tuesday. When we come back after Valley Collision sponsor messaging, we'll get to our international news.
One day at Valley Collision of Ubley.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, bye.
Was that a customer, Justin?
Yes, Chris. Someone hit a deer again. They're on their way in.
Well, they called the right place. Did you tell them that at Valley Collision, we have a 3-year written guarantee on all our work?
Of course I did.
Great. And did you mention that we use Spies Hecker paint, the best automotive paint that's available, and 130 years combined experience, certified technicians that specialize in aluminum and steel automobiles?
Yes, Chris, I mentioned that.
Good. And did you tell them that we have rental cars, shuttle service, and free pickup and drop-off services?
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you say that?
Say that we're the biggest shop in the Thumb? Yes, I mentioned it.
Hey, how'd you know that I was going to ask that?
All right, guys, we get it. If you get into an accident, take your vehicle to Valley Collision in Ubley. The biggest and best shop for all your collision repair needs. Located on Main Street at Ubley. Call 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, where quality meets convenience.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is taking legal action after being harassed by a man outside the national government seat. Sheinbaum described the incident as an insult to all women, vowing to strengthen protections. The suspect was taken into custody amid public outrage. Women's groups across the country have rallied in support of the president. The episode has fueled ongoing debates over gender violence in Mexico. Federal authorities are viewing security protocols. When we come back after this AVS sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS tech team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The tech team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The tech team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the tech team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS tech team.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and there are no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts in your new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And by Valley Collision of Ubley, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.